Financial Matters.
And Financial Matters, without any further ado, Dr. Frank, thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. Great to be here. And I'm listening to this conversation.
Yeah.
And we often talk about the role money, Thabo, plays in our lives.
Yes.
And often we don't realize how central it is.
Yeah.
So think about what we have just been discussing now.
Yeah.
Number one, the idea of I do have a little something for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
That's what we spoke about last week, the idea of emergency savings.
Yes.
But if we take it further, the power dynamics of having or not having adequate money, can you see it playing out?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So what you see is often within issues such as gender-based violence, such as marital strifes, there is something about money in there. And often, someone might stay in a relationship simply because I don't earn anything.
Yeah.
I need to look after my kids. Mm. The person who's abusing me but happens to also be the one putting the bread on the table. And really, I loved what you said about your intro because you said, whether you're 2 years old or you're 105, money is really something each one of us really needs to have a sense of. What does it mean to you? How do you grapple with it? I think where I want to start, Thabo, is this idea that we've got the student command of the EFF matching.
Yes.
It's so interesting for me because I think you really have put on the agenda and building on last week something that often people don't realize.
Yeah.
And it is simply this, Thabo.
Yeah.
8 in 10 working South Africans.
Yeah.
When an emergency happens, when something requiring money, like now, registration fees.
Yes, yes.
3,000 rand.
Yeah.
They don't have it. Exactly the point.
Mm.
So something, I need to register.
Mm.
And then, okay, what do we do? Where do we get it? Where can we go and get a loan?
Yeah.
Often people think 3,000, it's such a small amount of money.
Yes.
For 8 in 10 South Africans, they don't have it in their bank account.
Oh my goodness.
They need to go and borrow it from Makelwana, from a bank, from a sibling, from somewhere.
From a cousin,
they don't have it.
My goodness me. And we take it for granted.
We take it for granted.
We take it for
and
granted.
And so our conversations here are real about how do we help you when we talk about these 5 steps to financial wellness. To say we talk about emergency savings.
Yeah.
We are building on today on the need of you need someone to work with. You can't do it alone.
And it's not just a nice to have a radio show 5 steps for this.
No.
So that it's really a life lesson because I do listen to you and Abra Ops, and I listen attentively how you handle the matter. But what I always walk away with is that money is central to everything we do.
Yeah.
However, we do not give it the attention it deserves.
Absolutely.
For whatever reason, we don't give it the attention it deserves. We think, I can just handle this.
Yes.
And there are a whole lot of people you'd know far better than me who do not have a monthly budget.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are a whole lot of people who do not plan accordingly for their expenses.
Yes.
Intermittently, they are spending for this, that, and the other, and it catches up with you at the end.
That's a price.
Yeah. And that is that why then we are talking about having a financial advisor, but almost like a personal fitness coach, personal trainer.
You said that you were chatting before the show.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I just want to start by mentioning that for many people, Thabo, there are a number of myths or misconceptions.
Yes.
One of them is, I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why do I need an advisor?
Yeah.
This is for people with a lot of money.
Yes.
You know, when I get there, I'll get someone to help me.
Yes.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Then you also have people, interestingly, who say, that person who thinks they can help me manage my money, they must show me how they manage their money
first
themselves. That's another one. Then another one, quite interestingly, is this idea that, no, man, this thing is so personal.
Yeah.
I cannot discuss it with anyone else.
Yes, money.
Why must I embarrass myself? Or why must I expose myself, you know, talking to a stranger on a topic that's so close to my heart, that's so central, you know, to us as human beings. And the way I often tackle those myths or misconceptions, you know, I just say to people, Thabo, think about even some of the most successful people in life.
Yes.
And we don't have to start with money.
Yeah.
You think tennis players, rugby players, any sports people, right? Think of sport because it's something that you know is intuitive.
Yeah.
I mean, why do they need a coach? And think of your favorite team table.
Yes.
The person who's, whether it's a, you know, a team in here in SA, the coach might not have never played at the level the players play at.
Yes.
But he coaches, right? Because it's a different skill that he brings to individuals.
Sure. He may not be he may not have been the best goal scorer of his time.
Yes.
And he may not have been a best player of his time or even played at
all.
Yes. But it's a different skill set, as you are saying. So I need not look down upon him based on what I'm doing. He could know best better on the other side.
Because this skill that he brings, it's about holding you accountability. Mm. It's about talking to you without judging you. Mm. What are your plans? What are your goals? Let's look at what you are doing. Mm. Is this taking you closer to your goals or further? Mm. So they will ask you, you say you want to build an emergency fund. What are you doing about it practically? What portion of your monthly income are you putting aside? You say you want to buy a car in 3 years' time.
Yes.
You want to buy a house. What are you doing today to get there?
Yeah.
And further, a role more and more that they are playing is really an educational role.
Yeah.
Do you want to know about Bitcoin? Let's sit down and I explain to you Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Do you want to understand a little bit more about shares?
Mm.
Right? So anyone who wants to do well with managing their finances, we said last week, the foundation is build these monies that are there when an emergency comes up. Now that we have done that, we're saying no, we want to take the second step.
Mm.
And it's working with a financial advisor. Working with someone who's going to walk the journey with you. They don't need to be multimillionaires themselves. Yeah. They don't need to do that. They are good at holding you accountable.
Yes,
they're good at asking the difficult questions.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Frank Makweko, you're saying that, and there is a saying in my language, and I'll just put it loosely in English, which that says a doctor cannot heal himself.
Yes.
And that's why even advocates, lawyers, legal practitioners prefer not to represent themselves in court. They get someone else because at that particular point, you are conflicted, you are very subjective.
Yeah.
So in this instance, I assume a financial advisor would also need another financial advisor for them to be able to.
And yours truly.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of you. Certified financial planner.
Yes, yes.
PhD in financial planning.
Yeah.
I have a financial planner.
Listen to that.
You know why?
Yes, yes.
So I have a full-time job.
Yeah.
At NetBank.
Yes.
I have a full-time responsibility to research and teach at NetBank.
Yes,
therefore, I'm honest to myself. Yeah. I don't have all the time to spend thinking about my finance. Someone's looking out for me.
Mm.
We meet monthly and he says, have you seen how the JSE is performing?
Yeah.
Have you seen this interesting sector? You know, there's this thing about energy, renewables, solar.
Mm.
Here are companies that you may want to invest in.
Yes.
They are doing the work.
Yes.
We meet, we have a dialogue, then I decide whether I want to execute on the advice they've given me.
Yes.
And that's the role we are talking about. So we need to be honest.
And I don't need to have lots of money.
You don't
to
need
do
to
that.
Have lots of money.
Actually, I could be in the raid.
Absolutely.
And that person will assist you to get out of the raid.
Yes.
So it's not just for the elite group out there.
Yeah.
So whoever you are. So as I said, whoever you are, this is very important. And Dr. Frank Makweko is assisting us this evening, as he does every other Wednesday on this show, to get our mind in a correct way of thinking as far as money is concerned. And today, as we've said, our focus will be on a financial advisor.
Yes.
What role? Working with a financial advisor, not just understanding, but working with them. We were talking with Dr. Makweko just before the show, and as he's mentioning, I made the analogy of you are thinking that you want a summer body.
Yes.
And December, you want to show everybody. I do want to. I want to have a six-pack. I want it. I want it. I want it. So maybe I'm talking to myself. Yeah.
Motivating.
Yes. So if you're like me and you want a six-pack by December, but a financial six-pack, a financial great body by then. You would need a personal trainer.
Yes.
Because yes, I know of the crunches. Yes. I run every now and then, doc. Yes. And I can do push-ups and that. But a personal trainer, a personal coach would guide me with perhaps what not to eat.
Correct.
This exercise over that exercise.
Yeah. How many repetitions?
When exactly? Yeah. So is that the
without a doubt?
Does that apply then in the 100%. Financial?
And I like that example because you know, when you talk about exercise, when you talk about fitness, you also suddenly realize there are so many things we just don't know about the body.
Yes.
So this is an expect.
Yeah.
They tell you, you know, for your body size, Thabo, how much protein you need to consume.
Yes.
What type of protein?
Yeah.
Do you need 6 small meals?
Yes.
Do you need 4 meals?
Yes.
And we're bringing that to finance. And we're saying, think how complex the world of investment is.
Yeah.
Starting just from what is a share?
Yeah.
All the way to fixed deposit, 32-day deposit. I mean, I'm not even talking something that I even try to get my mind around. When we always have these issues around cryptocurrency, this has gone past, people have lost money.
Yes.
What is really this thing? So because you spend your time on the thing that puts money on the table, you do need someone to do a little bit of that work for you to plan to help you get out of the red.
And before we even get to the investment, forgive me, Dr. Afrika, before we even get to that, I'm just thinking of someone who is going through a lot right now, and they are thinking, I don't have the luxury of thinking about investments and everything else that they are talking about. And with this little salary that does not necessarily stretch them to the end of the month.
Yeah.
Can a financial advisor play a role in that as well? And
what a lovely question. Let me just briefly touch on, very briefly, the history of financial advice.
Please do.
Because it's going to help us, Thabo, understand some of those misconceptions.
Mm.
So, in a really broad sense, financial advice really started as individuals primarily selling insurance.
Mm.
And people still often have that connotation that I don't want to talk to these people. They just want to sell something to me.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, because I used to run a big division of financial planners.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting with a lady in Kempton Park.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about your financial plan. And I say, you know, there's this thing about protecting.
Yeah.
So you need to protect your assets, like a cell phone, like a car, like home contents, and of course, life cover.
Yes.
And then final. I said, stop. You said, that's why I don't like you people.
Yeah.
Nina, Abo, should you die? Chris is laughing because he knows it.
Should you die?
Yes. We start the sentence. Should you die?
Yeah.
This funeral plan. Should you die?
Yes.
You know, so there's those perceptions. This is why I need to buy funeral cover.
Yeah.
Abo, should you die?
Yes.
I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
That has shifted a lot, Thabo, over the last 10 years or so.
Mm.
All the big financial services companies, they have realized the world has become more complex. The consumer has become more demanding and discerning.
Mm.
And everyone is really just trying to say, I don't want to buy something.
Mm.
Help me deal with where I am.
Mm.
And you know, you ask such a beautiful question that because imagine I walk the journey with you.
Mm.
I get you out of the red. I get you to have a little bit of savings.
Yes.
Who better to trust and buy a product from? I'm not going to go to a stranger.
No.
This person was with me when things were tough.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to our Cape Talk listeners, to our 702 listeners is, number one, please move away from the idea that they just want to sell me something within banks, within insurance companies. You've got individuals who are so passionate about just helping you manage your money better.
Yeah.
Right? So they've moved away from just wanting to sell. They want to help you with budgeting, with savings, with putting aside money for education, for retirement, helping you choose the right medical aid. So that's the first thing I must tell our listeners.
Sure.
You honestly can find someone, we'll talk about where to find them, who has their, who cares for your finances.
And that's very important because then there are so many of them out there.
Oh, thousands.
How do I know that this one, human as they are, they will be compatible to Thabo?
Yes.
And because, I mean, I'm also an individual in this huge scheme of 8 billion people in the universe. But I would want
unique.
I'm unique. I would want some element of compatibility, yes. And I would want us to move from just him selling me this idea to being real with me and not just trying to flirt with me in order for me to buy. How do I choose them? How do I choose this person?
Oh, what a lovely question. You know, with just what has happened, the consumer being just a bit more demanding, I don't want to buy, show me you care for me.
What is
our first step?
Yeah.
I'll come to compatibility.
Sure.
Our first step is to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Me, yours truly in front of you. I'm a certified financial planner.
Yes.
I would be lying to you
if
I say there are no bad apples, rotten apples.
Yeah.
We know them.
Everywhere.
They've stolen people's money.
Yes.
They've run away.
Yeah.
They are bad dentists. Mm. They are bad doctors. They are bad engineers.
Lawyers, yeah.
That is how the world works.
Yes.
So we need to find out before we even find the one who is right for you, compatible with you. We need to say, how do I not be fall prey to the bad apple?
Yes.
These are the three things we need to do. And really, the government has done a lot of work to help us with that. Number one, there is a database, a national database of financial advisors or financial planners. People use the terms interchangeably, right? And they are there, you and I, right now. We can go on the website, right, and find out. You put their ID number.
Yeah.
You find out, wow, this is their qualification.
Yeah.
Number of years in the industry.
Yeah.
Have they run into trouble with the law before? All that is available.
Oh,
so we need to do that.
On the website.
On the website.
You can check their background as well.
Yeah, so the Financial Sector Conduct, you know, with the old FSB, Financial Services Board, they are responsible for ethics and conduct of financial advice.
Okay.
That's the first thing. And Tabo, I want to tell you, you have a right.
Yeah.
You have a right. They want to be your advisor.
Yes, yes.
You say, please, I want to find out three things.
Yeah.
What are your qualifications?
Yes.
Then they must tell you.
Yeah.
How many years have you been in the industry?
Mm.
Then more importantly, ask them, how do you charge for your services?
Mm.
Right? How do you charge for your services? And then what you are doing is you interview them. They are interested in helping you. And you're sussing the body language.
Yeah.
Are they willing to give you the info that you want? You get that. And you even tell them, thank you, I'll come back to you. I will check with the Financial Sector Conduct to just, are you who you say you are?
I'm satisfied
you could
myself.
Even Google them a little bit. So I always say, shortlist three.
Yeah.
Interview them.
Yeah.
That process will find who's willing to give you information.
Yes.
Who is not willing. What are they trying to hide? So
that
qualifications, length of experience in the industry.
Yeah.
You can even ask them, what do you focus on?
Yeah.
Some focus on investment, helping you to invest money and grow it. Some focus on healthcare.
Yes.
Some focus on life insurance.
Yes.
Or on things like disability cover, things like income. What do you focus on?
Yes.
Some do a little bit of everything. You have a right to ask those important questions.
Fantastic.
And you can even go further, Tabo. Have you ever run into trouble with the law?
With the law,
particularly
regarding your work.
That one, they know, this person knows. If they don't tell the truth, you're gonna find it at the website. So then
and
they will be able to really tell the truth, and you can sense, I think I can work with this person.
That's very interesting because you don't just jump into it. And I loved the fact.
It's an important relationship.
You know, as an industry person yourself, Doc, I love the fact that you were very quick to acknowledge that there are bad apples in the industry because a whole lot of people from different industries, we can speak to a lawyer right now and talk about bad lawyers. They'll dismiss it.
Yes.
They'll dismiss it very quickly. They won't want to touch on it. Yeah. But it happens. You have bad journalists as well.
Yes.
It really happens. So come out clearly and let's understand from the point of departure that there are bad people. And so firstly, before you even look for compatibility, you look at least for authenticity in the work that they do, that are they who they say they are?
100%.
And then we will move on to the next step
Can
of compatibility.
Can I work with them?
Yes.
Can I trust them?
Yeah.
And you know, Tabo, why it's so critical?
Yeah.
My goodness. I can even feel the sadness coming over me now, because you read stories of bad financial advisors who invest life savings of old people in risky ventures, and old people lose all their savings. They lose their car, they lose their home, they are destitute in retirement. So the impact of a bad financial planner, my goodness, it can be devastating to a livelihood. You know, a bad doctor, okay, you may go to another, a bad dentist, optimal, we didn't connect, I took my car here, I'll never work with them. Sometimes trusting someone with your money,
very important,
and they put it in the wrong scheme, and they disappear. You cannot recover from that.
And there
that
are many
often.
High-profile cases right now.
Absolutely.
Some are in court, as you and I are talking, and of known individuals. Some were also in the media space of individuals who really messed up people.
I trust the person.
So it's very important, because this is your livelihood. This
My
is
goodness.
Your children have got to do that with us. And I'm sure you also heard of what happened to Usain Bolt.
I was
going to
say, think of a person like that. Can I quickly touch on that?
Go ahead.
Because there are two lessons for us, you and me. We don't have $12 million lying around. I don't know about you.
Although it's coming. It's coming for both of us.
Why? Because you're in the foundation. Imagine this having. Working with a financial advisor. Two things, though. Number one. As wealthy as he is, he found it himself. He went into his bank account.
Oh, no.
I said, my goodness, where the money is?
Yes.
So how many of us regularly go into our accounts, check those debit orders, 99 rand, and say, I didn't do this, I'm going to reverse this. Check all is in order. And it doesn't have to be our bank account, our investment account, wherever we've got money. Even, Thabo, our pension funds with our company.
Yes.
So we learn that we are responsible for checking what's happening in our account. Then number two, perhaps most importantly, it can happen to any one of us.
Any of us.
So we need to be on the lookout. Because here it seems what happened. It's a syndicate working with an individual in this investment manager in Jamaica that seems to have targeted customers of that company.
Yes.
And they now are saying, where is my money?
Yeah.
They are not denying that the money is missing.
Yes.
Right? But they're also not confirming it's there. So you can see there's a story there.
There is.
We need to check, as part of financial wellness, our accounts, where our money is, to just make sure we're on top of things. That is a good habit.
Definitely. I do not want or did not intend to monopolize Mr. Magwegwe, Dr. Magwegwe's time with me. And I don't want it to be just a tennis match.
Yeah.
It's a volleyball match. All of us can just jump in. So 100%. In that way, I'm inviting you.
Yes.
You have your issues, perhaps with a financial advisor. You
what
want
happened?
To ask him critical questions regarding your financial advisor. Maybe you are working currently with a financial advisor and you're not too sure about one or two things.
Yes.
This is why Dr. Frank Magwegwe is here with us this evening. Anything about a financial advisor related issues for today, because as you would know that last week we dealt with emergency savings, and now we are dealing with working with a financial advisor or a financial planner. How do you go about that? What to look out for?
What questions how can, to ask them?
Yes, and how can you yourself perhaps improve that relationship?
Yes.
Because I would assume, and I may be wrong here, Dr. Magwegwe, that it's a two-way street.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street where you're really sensing they care for me, but they also have the expertise.
Yeah.
They bring me up to date with just what's happening in the world that's relevant.
Yes.
You know, there are changes in your policy with a certain financial advice, please look at this and you change your job and they are on top of things, helping you choose contribution to a new pension fund, for example. You know, a bundle of joy comes in the household.
Yes.
They make sure that your will is up to date. You want to see that ongoing. Tell me what has changed in your will, Thabo.
Yeah.
And they think about, oh, then you must do 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Right? Even sometimes sadly, but again, you know, the good doctor is always putting out what happens in the real world. Divorces happen.
And that's
when
a reality.
That happens, you need to know. You must change the beneficiary. If anything happens within 3 months and you haven't changed, your ex has a right to get what is due to them. If you still have them as a beneficiary to your company Providence.
That is going to provoke a lot of people.
Right? So do you see why you need to keep the advisor up to date with what's happening in your life? And then they come back and say, let's do 1, 2, 3
and
to make sure that I advise you to make sure.
Based on your needs, your reality, and your context. 011-883-0702 is the number to call. If you are listening to us from Cape Talk, and the number is 021-446-0567. Feel free to engage with Dr. Frank Magwegwe, who's right in front of me, and discussing this very important issue of having a financial advisor. I'll take your voice notes, and those will come through also on 072-702-1702. 072-702-1702. You can send a voice note to that number, alternatively a text to that number. I'd rather, if you will, so that we deal with the issues, I'd rather you call and we can hear how wonderful your voice is, but most importantly, how to help you urgently, because some of these matters cannot wait. 011-883-0702. I did mention, at any age, you could be a young person who's just started work today. Today was your first day at your first job. And this is the right time. This is the right time. You've just come at the right time. So, Dr. Frank Magwegwe, let me just, I'm going to take a voice note. There's a question, but before that, allow me to read this one first, and then we'll take a voice note. Then I'll ask you to respond to all of them combined, if you will. Good evening, Thabo. What advice does a doctor have on Bitcoin, and how do I know is the proper website for cryptocurrency? This comes from another Thabo in Finetown. Okay. Chris, we've got a voice note. Not yet. We'll go to that in a short while. I see some of your calls are coming through thick and fast. Maybe, Doc, are you able to dispense with
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, two quick things about that. That world of cryptocurrencies, of Bitcoin, Ethereum, there are so many of them. It is quite complex. I mean, some of the top minds in investment, the Warren Buffetts of this world, they say, I don't touch that thing. I don't understand it. So, my advice to an individual would be two things. Number one, what is your risk tolerance? The price goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Just don't put all your life savings in cryptocurrencies. Rather diversify, buy a few. That's the first thing. The second, certainly you want advice. You want a financial advisor or an individual who is close to that world and can really give you good advice on how to start. You have seen when they run out of problems, when they run into problems, you can't withdraw your money. So you need someone to walk you through that your money is stuck there. So that's a high risk, high return world. Please go there. What's the word, Thabo? Is it dip your toe? Dip your toe.
Into the,
put a little bit if you're interested and learn. And once you dip your toe, Thabo, 1,000 rand, 2,000. And that 2,000 is now 500 rand. Your emotions will tell you how you respond to such. Or sometimes your 1,000 is 4,000.
Right?
So just dip your toe with money you can afford for it to go up and down. That's what we need, definitely. Lots of guidance.
So also, I mean, don't just jump in body and soul into it.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. And also, risk tolerance, as you've said, be willing to lose something and use the money that you are willing to lose.
Absolutely.
That if it doesn't come back, could it be? Yeah. Great, Doc. Let's take another question here. 011-883-0702. Noni is in Renbeck. Hi, Noni. Noni.
Good evening. I'd like to find out, like, what happens if one financial advisor dies? Like, you start working with a financial advisor and then he dies.
Okay, lovely question. So what happens there, we need first to answer a question. And the question is this, Noni. This financial advisor, did he work for a bank, for example, or for a financial services company, you know, the insurers that have lots of financial advisors. Why that is important is that often on proactively, whether a financial advisor resigns or sadly they pass away, if they work for the big banks, if they work for the insurance companies, they actively introduce another. In fact, you'll get a message that your new financial advisor is this person.
Okay.
They will, you know, contact you, so they are proactive.
Yes.
But we also have another group of financial advisors.
Yeah.
They are often called independent financial advisors.
Yes.
They work for themselves.
Yes.
They don't work for a bank or an insurance company. Mm. They can sell products from many financial services companies. Those ones, often what happens if they're, you know, just a kind of a one-man shop, then it's a bit of a problem, you know, if they pass away.
Yeah.
Because then what you need to find out is, did they have kind of like a secretary that they worked with, and then you want to get that info and you select another financial advisor. If it's a bit of a bigger firm, maybe with three or four independent practice, they also actively tell you, this person resigned, would you like to work with this one?
See.
So it's an important question because it allows you to proactively, should they pass away or change jobs, you know, be introduce to another financial advisor, ask them the set of questions we spoke about, and see if you're compatible, you can work
and continuity.
With them. And continuity.
Yeah, taking it further from where you were.
Lovely question.
Treasure coming from Pretoria. Hey, Treasure. You want to speak on the same
what
subject?
What a lovely name, Treasure.
Yes, hey, gents, it's Treasure.
Yes.
Second time calling to your show.
Yeah,
welcome.
No, I wanted to just add a comment on
yes, please do.
On asking a financial advisor how they charge you. You can also ask how they get paid.
Correct.
Because they might not charge you, but they get compensated by way of commission, and therefore they're incentivized to sell you something that might not be good.
Yes.
So just a careful one there, because it might be
beautiful.
True.
What a treasure you have given us.
Or a financial advisor, if they are within a particular organization, we're just talking about IFAs now.
Yes.
Those are great.
Independent financial advisors.
No bias.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a reminder.
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely stuff, Treasure. Really appreciate your call. And don't be a stranger, hey? Do tune in every now and then and call in.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Treasure.
And
that's important, very much important. Dr.
I want to add.
Yeah.
When you ask them, thank you, Treasure, for reminding us of that.
Yes.
You look them straight in the eyes, Tabo. Yeah. You don't blink.
Yeah.
You say, please tell me.
Yeah.
How are you remunerated?
Yes.
And then if they look down, you say, no.
Like, okay.
No, because there are two ways. Treasure is quite right.
Yeah.
There is no basic salary, Tabo.
Okay.
Only commissions.
I see.
They sell a product from an institution and they get a commission, and different types of products.
I see.
They have different levels of commission.
Mm.
Then you've got others. I earn a basic salary. On top of that, I earn commission.
A little bit of a commission.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can go further in the relationship and say, this product they are recommending, let's say retirement annuity, for example, or income protection, you can ask them, so if I buy this, how much commission are you going
to get? Getting?
It's very important for them to, you have to
To know, because, I mean, that may also be motivated by other factors that they are pushing this product down your throat. But if you know it has gotten rid of the conflict element that may have been there.
And I can tell you, 1998, Tabo.
Yeah.
I shall not mention the bank.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with debt. I've often mentioned, Chris knows my flames I saw managing my money when I started out. And the gentleman says, Tabo, you won't believe it.
Yeah.
He says, you need an endowment. This is 1998.
Yes.
He sells me a 30-year endowment.
Oh, my.
30 years.
Oh, my goodness me. And it's 98.
It's 98 plus 30 years.
Yeah.
It's going all the way to 2028.
Yes.
Few years later, guess what I found out?
Yeah.
Firstly, an endowment is a product that's really got to do with people, you know, who want to maximize how they pay tax.
Yes.
So it's got a great tax benefit.
Yes.
Did I need a product like that when I was starting out? Only to find out, it pays the highest commission.
For him.
For him.
For him. So it's more for him than
I
for you.
I didn't need it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important.
It's an important question.
Let me squeeze in Yvonne, because I see time is messing us up.
It always does.
It does. Yvonne,
where does
hey.
It go?
Hi, good evening. How are you guys?
We are good. Great. All the way to you, Yvonne.
I'm really enjoying the, conversation. Just a quick one. Depending on where I ask the question from, I get different answers. So can you borrow money against your own life insurance that you've got if you, for argument, want to start a business or something like that?
Fantastic.
You know, so you're talking about, you know, you have a life cover.
Yes,
I don't.
If you've got a life insurance policy.
An institution, yes, yeah. No, yeah. My knowledge, I have worked for one of the big ones with their products. In fact, I'm not aware of any, you know, that allows you to do that. I know you can do something called seeding. In other words, you are saying, you know what, should anything happen to me, you give me a loan and then you get a loan and then you say, here is my life cover. If I pass away, the proceeds pay you your loan.
I see.
Right? But I don't think you can do it if you want the money yourself and you the life protected. You can't do that. That's my understanding of it from the companies that I've worked for. We can take it offline if you want to know more. I can help you. FrankMagwegwe.com. Just hit that contact me button. It seems like maybe I've had a bit of a run around it.
Yeah.
So I can do a little bit of more research for you. Sure. But my understanding is a no.
Yvonne, I think it's a very important one, especially where people are trying to start up their own businesses.
Yes.
And
sometimes
we can't go directly to the banks for whatever reason.
Yes.
And that maybe could serve as a surety. Dr. Frank Makwekwe will look into it. But please, I'm going to take you back to Ntateng. She'll give you more contacts if you need to.
But
we will come back to it, I'm sure, because it's very important that we know that.
Perfect.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thanks, Yvonne. You're closing for us.
Yes. I just want to try to touch in. Oh, interesting. Okay, it looks like we are flat out of time, Doc. But in closing, how do people reach you and your last pearls of
wisdom? FrankMagwegwe.com. Hit that contact me button. As you know, we always end with a prescription from the good doctor. So simply, if you're not working with a financial advisor, do yourself a favor, interview a few, and start the journey to wanting to have someone help you with your finances. If you've got one already, we hope we have given you one or two questions to ask them to check if they're adding value in your life.
I loved every minute of talking to you,
it was
Dr.
Awesome.
Frank.
The time flew.
It went into some investment somewhere in the future. We'll get it on the other side, I'm sure. Dr. Frank Makwekwe, Head of Financial Wellness and Advisory at NetBank and Gibbs Faculty Member.